Well, hi, it's Mac Coggan here in Audio Boo. And I'd just like to comment on the boot subject that was raised by Pilgrim Chris earlier and followed up by one I just listened to, by Dean Reed. And I have to say that Dean painted a very vivid picture at right at the end of his boo on boots, a boo on boots, when he said he was all on leather. yeah, that was a very vivid mental picture there. I'd love to see Dean all in leather. But anyway, I'd just like to come in on that, and whilst I am not in the same league of walking as Dean or Chris, although I was years ago, I'd like to come in and back up exactly what they're saying regarding leather. And the last pair of leather boots I had were indeed Chris Brasher's, and I thought they were totally amazing boots. And I remember the day I bought them, and it was one of the big outdoor shops through in Edinburgh. It wasn't, I wonder if it was Tissot or the other one, can't remember now. But I remember going through to buy these, and it was on Rose Street at the time, and they had, it was on about three different levels in this store. It was amazing. And in the boot section, they even had large slabs of natural stone set at different angles for you to try your boots on, so you weren't trying them on a flat, carpeted or vinyl surface. You actually could put them on and walk across these varying degrees of angles, rough stones, to see how they went. I thought it was quite clever, actually. But when I first tried them on, they were so strange, because on the Chris Brasher's, if they're still the same, that the toe, not the actual toe for your foot, but the sole toe, I can't even think you would say that. In other words, the sole, as it reaches the front of the boot, had quite a steep rake. So in other words, if you are standing perfectly still on both feet, your heel and right up till the ball of your foot were on the ground. But the toe part would rise quite at quite a steep rake. And when I was walking across the floor with these, I thought, I love these boots, but they do seem strange. It's like a rocking motion. And I did mention to the guy that that was the only thing that was putting me off. And he said, yeah, he says, but it's a unique design. And I thought, I've heard that before. But he said, no, honestly, within a couple of days you're walking with these, you'll be right in. And he was absolutely correct. He said, if you're not happy with them, bring them back. Took them home, and within a day or two of walking with them, it became so natural for the foot to actually roll completely off the ball and onto the tip of the toe, as it were. And they were the best boots I ever had. As Chris said, look after them, keep them well treated. I used to have I believe I still have the tube of renovating cream. It's just like a fat toothpaste tube, plastic toothpaste tube, and it just squirts out a little bit at a time, but it goes a long way. And this is the stuff for renovating your leather, and it's amazing stuff. And you could stand in water with these leather boots, and as Chris says, any damage could be repaired easily. I actually never had a problem with them, and the only thing that happened was the sole wore out, so I couldn't get a grip, and my feet started to slip, so hence they had to go. After that, I had a pair of boots by one of the well-known manufacturers, which has slipped my mind at the moment. I can't remember if they were, as Dean said, Carrymore, or what's the other make? There was another make now. But these were the Gore-Tex ones. and great boots. I did enjoy them. They didn't have that steep rake on the front of the sole as the Brasher did, but they were really good boots. But what I did find with them was, as the other guys have said, that they're very easily damaged on the seams. It's the way they're constructed. And if I can give you a kind of analogy, as it were, or a similar story, I had a pair of Clark's summer shoes, light coloured shoes. I actually had a pair of the winter ones, which were darker, and a pair of the lighter ones for summer. And it was not Trekkers, but one of the good makes. And so, because these were only used in the summer, they were kept inside the wardrobe in the house. And I dug them out the other day there, about 2 weeks ago, to just get things tidied up in the wardrobe. And I noticed the sole had come away from the upper, completely gone away. I took it up to shoe repair guy in the town, and he says there's nothing you can do with that. And I explained they were hardly used. He says, yeah, did you have them sitting in a central heated house not being used? I says, yeah, they've been in a wardrobe over the winter months. He says, that's what happens to these things. They dry up, and the bonding dries up at different rates, and so they start to separate. So there you go. Similar kind of materials, actually. But I have to say that if I were to buy another pair, which I may well have to do, because the ones I'm wearing just now, I think I'll go straight back to leather. I'm wearing Hi-Techs now, which are not the best of walking boots, but they are probably the best value for money. They're like slippers on your feet. The uppers are fully waterproof. I've actually stood up to the ankles in water with these things and never had the water get through. They're just that good. But the comfort isn't as good. In fact, as I'm walking just now, I can feel that, you know, the arthritis in my big toe, because they don't really do that proper supporting for the foot you would expect. But then I'm not up and down the hills very often, so for the money that they cost out of Go Outdoors, I think I got them for about, oh my goodness, they were on sale, I think it was about £24. This is the second pair I have. And I do love wearing them because they are absolutely light slippers. They're so lightweight. They're absolutely waterproof, as I said before. And I've never had a problem with stitching bursting or anything like that. Although, strictly speaking, they don't get real rigors as they would do on Dean Reed's or Pilgrim Christie's feet. But anyway, so it's just to reiterate that when I do go back to get another pair of boots, I've no doubt I'll go straight back to leather again. It's more comfortable. You get that enjoyment, as Chris mentioned, the satisfaction of sitting at the back door with your polishing creams and your buffers and your brushes, and give them a good old spit and polish. By the way, I do spit and polish because it makes one heck of a difference. Chris will know all about that, being an ex-army guy. The old spit makes a difference. But I remember I used to sit with those, and once they were highly polished and gleaming again, you actually felt you had done something. Unfortunately, with these modern Gore-Tex fabrics, cloth materials, we tend to just ignore them, maybe give them the odd brush with a stiff brush or something like that, but no real satisfaction in looking after them. So I'd love to go back to that. I still have all the cleaning materials, and as I said, the renovating creams. So it probably would be in my interest to go back to them. But I'm not sure whether I go back to Chris Brasher's unless someone can come in and say that they are still the best. I suspect they're probably still up there in the top five, but any recommendations would be good. Not that I'm buying real soon, but just to keep the topic going, it would be good. Bye for now.